And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and it is a grand day for us to talk with you on this topic, the ups and downs of life. Many of you have asked us questions along these lines, where in one moment or one morning or one day you feel on top of the world, and you are quite aligned with the joyful nature of your spirit, of God, of creation, of all of life. And then perhaps the next day, you feel sunk. All of that has dissipated, and the feelings you have are, we will say, of the lower vibration. They may be feelings of inadequacy, of loss, of self-doubt, of self-hatred. It goes on and on. Your question is, how do we manage these ups and downs? Is it possible to stay up in a constant state? We will say that in the spirit realm, there are no ups and downs. Spirit is a continuum of infinity, of unconditional love, of the presence of God and all that God is. And that is all there is. In the human experience, there are many levels of vibration and of frequency. And this means that, for example, the day you felt so great and high on life, that is a frequency, that is an experience. And the other day is also its own frequency. We ask you first not to judge up or down, because this has implications of something being positive or something being negative. Up certainly can feel better, we realize this, but down can be a great field of growth and challenge and greater understanding waiting to be revealed to you. If you try to flip yourself in a false way, out of being in a more down state, we will call it, as you call it, then you may miss the great opportunities to learn, to grow, to ask yourself the questions, what is going on with me now? Why am I feeling this way? It allows you to be more present with yourself. We will say, with both your human self and the spirit that you truly are, the spirit that is having this human life. So we understand, again, that you wish to feel happy, content, at peace, in a joyful state, all of the time, because this is close to heaven, and that is what you are remembering. We also say that the aspect of feeling the lower emotional states is not to trouble you, and we ask you to be with the feelings, whatever is coming up, and allow yourself to feel them. We are not suggesting that you stay and that you have self-pity and that you ruminate on these things. But be curious, be active, talk with yourself, these aspects within you, as if they are children of yours, and ask, what is going on? Why are you feeling this way? What would you like me to know? What can we do? What steps can we take to move from this state into a more even equanimity which we are seeking? The answers may not come immediately, but we ask you to stay in the present moment. Have the courage, be bold, and also do not simply lay back and let it hammer you or cover you like a wet blanket. We ask you to stand in the presence of your spirit and of God with these moments and to ask for what is the light that is needed here, the enlightenment that you are seeking. There are no mistakes, and the idea of ups and downs we see is more like the wave movement and motion, the waves of the ocean, up and down. You don't point at a wave and say, that's a problem. The down place is a problem. The valley in the wave is a problem. You do not do this because it is the nature of the ocean, and the ocean is always in motion. This is the aspect of creation, always in motion, always progressive. So whenever you feel that you are not in the upstate, we will say, honor it, love it, be kind to yourself, ask what is for you to learn and to know, have the conversations with those aspects of yourself that are speaking these ideas, these emotions to you, and you will learn much about yourself. Continue to do this, and you will see that you will experience, and it does not matter what the outpicturing of the experience is. Someone may call it up or down, and you are knowing it is simply life unfolding in its perfection for you, with you, as you align with it and are a champion also of your spirit in this, your human life. We ask you to explore this idea and this recommendation, and in the greater sense, be gentle with yourself as you go through life. Release the judgments, the criticisms, the ideas that there are good things and bad things, and that the bad things must be pushed aside, shoved under the rug. This is not the truth in any way. You will find this as you explore, and it is about exploring and coming to know yourself, your true self, as you are designed by God. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.